Well, the teenage years are the training camp for life.
If I was speaking to a full stadium, I would go back to, I'll never be as scared as I was when I was in high school.
What you do in high school determines really your future. If you don't make good grades in high school, you might not be ready for the things that you want to do.
You're the star player. Buy into yourself. At the end of the day, it's your life. I'm just here to help guide you along.
So to have that mentor, to be able to feel comfortable and safe with that person and talk to them and allow them to help guide you, it's extremely important for a teenager to have a mentor.
I have to be on point. I have to look at my sons and the men that I want them to be, and I have to be that man right now.
As a teacher, one of the most important things is parent involvement so that student can be successful throughout the year.
Knowing what you can do and going beyond that and excelling what you're going to do in life.
My motto is to live by the golden rule, which is to treat others the way you'd like to be treated.
I borrow my motto from Ethan Robinson's Disney movie. Life's going to throw stuff at you, but all you can do is keep moving forward. I love that movie.
Hi, I'm Telvin Smith, linebacker for the Jacksonville Jaguars. On behalf of the Jaguars Foundation, our partner at Beaver Street Fisheries, and the Jacksonville media, I want to welcome you to Jags Team Talk. Getting ready for the season is a year-round effort. We're constantly setting goals and taking steps every day to achieve them. We set challenges for ourselves. We make mistakes, but we learn from them. And in the end, we develop into a team that's ready for success. This may sound a little crazy, but your teenage years are very similar to our training camp, except you're in the training camp of your life, getting ready for your future. I'm here to share with you why it's so important to put the work in now and make good decisions that will shape the success of your future. And parents, this show is for you too. It's not always easy talking to your kids about the issues that teens face today, but your guidance and advice can change your kid's future with just one conversation. Let's kick off Team Talk and check in with Coach Marone.
Hey, don't give up on the play. Here we go. That's it. Good defense. Offense. Here we go.
Right here on the 20. Here we go.
Hey, this is where we have to be good mentally.
I'm going to go full disclosure here. I tend to work quite a bit. I'm very fortunate that my wife, Helen, does an outstanding job in raising our children. You know, what we try to teach our children is to be kind. I really think that's just a trait. You know, just be kind to others. Be kind to people. There's so much going on when you look in the world today where you look at schools and you look at the bullying and you look at all that stuff where people just don't take a step back and just think about just being kind.
If we all help each other, we're going to be fine.
Communicate. That's a way to communicate.
If I was speaking in the middle to a full stadium, I would go back to, I'll never be as scared as I was when I was in high school. It was during an English class, we were studying Shakespeare, and we had to do a soliloquy. I read in front of the class, and I enjoyed it. But then the teacher afterwards came to me, and she said, you know, you should really come out to the drama club. You know, we have a spring play that you should read for a couple of parts. I think it'd be great for the school. I think, you know, to show that, you know, you're more than just a dumb jock or an athlete. So I took it as a challenge and went out there and performed. And that spring, I had a minor role in Grease. And the following year, I was able to get the lead role in Damn Yankees. And I'll never forget how nervous I was compared to when I was playing football or playing baseball. But it opened up a whole world of new friends. It opened up a whole world of people that were different from me that was exciting. I was able to really grow as an individual. You know, a lot of times we get into a comfort zone, you know, of friends or a comfort zone of maybe sports or a comfort zone of the chess club or science club or whatever it may be. And we kind of gravitate and we hang together in kind of a pack mentality where we all have so much more to offer to ourselves, you know, if we can just go out there and expand and maybe be a little vulnerable.
Know that when we play, something bad is going to happen, right? Unfortunately. But the way we come back and the way we go into the huddle and the way we mentally
This is where we talk about being positive for each other, knowing that we're going to make the play, the next play, and let's get this thing going.
I really think when you look back and you say, okay, who am I today? How did I get to where I am? I think you look back at those moments, and I'm always thankful, and I'm still in touch with that teacher till this day, because she pushed me. She put me in a situation, and I was able to put myself in a vulnerable situation that I was able to overcome, that really had great influence on my life. And whatever I may do, whether, you know, I turn this team around, or you know, we can win a championship, you know, I feel like it's not me doing it. It's the people that have helped me in my life that gave me the ability, and they're just as big a part of it as anyone else in my life.
Thanks, Coach. You know, you're never too young to set goals for yourself, even if they change along the way. It's good to have something to motivate you and to focus on, especially when you run into obstacles that can get you down and make you feel like nothing is going right for you. We all know what that feels like. I want to introduce you to a couple of my friends who've had their share of rough days but have big plans for the future.
I've gone through a lot of medical stuff. All my surgeons, everything, they're all up in Ohio, so that's where my team is. So I miss out on a law school, kind of, to go up there. I had my first surgery, I think, the next week after I was born, and I think I've so far had 11 surgeries. I'm Emily Pop. I'm in 8th grade at James Will and Johnson Middle School.
When I learned the significance of what was going on in her life, I'm like, how is she even you know, coming to school every day sometimes?
I go to my mom because she's probably the most supportive person about all this. She understands it. She's one of the strongest women I know in my life, and she's a role model for me. You have to think about what it's all going to lead to at the end, and if you look at that, you'll know that if I don't do this, I'm not going to get there, and that's what I do. I know I want to do this, and I'm going to fight to get to there, and I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to do all that so I can get to that point in my life that I want to do.
Every day you learn something new, and she just it just amazes me. She comes to class ready to learn.
I want to be the correctal surgeon, so I want to do the surgery that I had so I can help kids who go through the same surgery. I want to be able to help them through it, and I think that would be the best way for me to go in my future.
Mrs. Ma is a really good teacher. She always teaches me to keep going and always do your work all the way through. Give it 110%, and she always tells us that it'll pay off in the long run, even though it might be hard right now. My name is Nick Bell, and I'm in 8th grade at James Gordon Johnson.
He's going to be a future governor or president of the United States. He is just absolutely amazing.
My motto is to live by the golden rule, which is to treat others the way you'd like to be treated.
He always is pushing the envelope and asking that next question, well, what if we do this, instead of just leaving it at the finish of what the textbook says.
I want to be an officer in the military, and I want to go to the Naval Academy for college. Last year during football season, I broke my leg and I was out for the season. And I went to every game and cheered my team on. And then at the end of the season, I was able to play. If it's a tough challenge, I have to make sure that I keep going and not just stop because it gets hard. And I try to keep the same goal that I had and not change it up. It's important to keep good friends so they could be a good influence on you. It'd be a good type of peer pressure. I have a lot of positive influence in my life that affect me a lot, such as my parents, my brothers, and siblings. I hope to grow up and be that type of person and be just like them.
Just like you're never too young to set goals, you're never too old to learn new lessons. Jaguar senior correspondent Brian Section was a virtual rookie when he started with the Jaguars in 1995. Now a 23-year NFL broadcast veteran, he's also a family man who is learning a lot about raising three young men of his own.
I'm the example. I mean, they follow me. And whether I want them to or not, whether they want to or not, if I do something, they do it. If I say something, they say it. I have to be on point. I have to look at my sons and the men that I want them to be, and I have to be that man right now. The first time you turn and you curse about something, or the first time you say something quick to their mom in anger, well, that's where they learn to curse when things are tough and to yell when things are bad. I've got to figure out what trips each one of their switch. The 16-year-old, the 13-year-old, the almost 12-year-old, they're all different. I talk about the standard and pushing them and the expectation, and you don't just hold it and expect them to get there. You have to coach and coax and help and pull and push and sometimes just love them there. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, reverent. I mean, the 12 points of the Scout Law. We're very big into Boy Scouts. I want them to be people that their first girlfriend's father is comfortable with taking on a date, right? I want them to be someone that their first job, their first boss says, I need this project done, and they don't let them down. I want them to be trustworthy to the point that the neighbor and the police officer and whoever they come in contact with says, Keegan Sexton, you got this. You can handle it. I'll take all the sports, as involved as I am, and put them to the side. What I want, what I think they need, is to become resilient young men, right? To take those 12 points of the Scout Law and to not just learn them and just spit them back out, but to make that part of who they are, the very fiber of their being. But more than that, I want, it's something I can do with them. You know, we can go set up a tent and in the pouring rain be miserable together, or go hike to the top of Paintbrush Pass at the top of the Grand Tetons and watch the sun start to set and see the majesty of it all together. So for us, Scouts is that thing that we can do together, but it prepares them for the rest of their life. That I think my job is then is to help them see tomorrow, right? So one of my favorite sayings is from Abraham Lincoln, and that is the best thing about the future is it comes one day at a time. So yeah, there's a bad day in front of you right here and right now. How do we address it right now? How do we fix? How do we solve? How do we minimize the damage of today? And then we look forward tomorrow with some optimism, because the sun will come up and we'll figure out what that day holds. And likely it's going to be a quantum leap forward from what today was. If I knew then what I know now, I would be more grateful. I mean, for all the blessings that my parents gave us, for all of the challenges they put in front of us, not to make life hard, but to help us learn to get over them, right? For all of the sacrifice that they made for us to be able to go do the things that we wanted to do, I would be more grateful as a teenager, because when you get to be an adult and you see what your parents did, you're all of a sudden embarrassed that you didn't understand how much they love you. So if I knew then what I know now, I would be more grateful for the love that was shown me.
You know, family support is probably one of the most important things a teenager can have, but the motivation you need comes from here. Do you have the drive to accomplish your goals? I want you to meet a special young lady who will show you exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what I want to do is I always wanted to be a dentist, and I want to be successful. I don't want to have to depend on anybody when I become an adult. My name is Yamani Webster, and I'm a senior at Rebaud High School.
Yamani is self-motivated and caring, a go-getter, determined, and wise beyond her years.
Since she was interested in becoming a dentist and wanted to come in to shadow me, you know, I allowed her to come in and to spend time with us and to learn the ins and outs of dentistry.
333.
I'm very thankful that we were able to meet up because I don't think I would have been able to have any other hands-on experience doing this. At first it started as me just watching, but then as I came more often, I was able to help get instruments, help walk patients back, do x-rays, watch Dr. Bunch do surgeries, cleaning, everything that happens behind the scenes.
She wants to be a dentist. She's been saying it since she was two. I have not pushed her. I definitely didn't encourage her to do early college. She told me it would benefit me. She said, you cannot afford to send me to college. So let me take advantage of this opportunity here. And I said, okay, well, it's going to take away from a lot of your teen years. You're going to have to do this when other kids are doing that. And she said, okay, I'll do it. And she does. I watch her many nights. I'll wake up. It's 3 a.m. You're going to be tired. I'll be fine. So I just support her.
So I'm dual enrolled. I take some classes at Reball and I take some classes at FSCJ. The ending result will be when I do go to college, I won't start off as a freshman. I will either be, depending on how fast I go, I can enter college as a junior or a sophomore. And the path I'm on now, I can enter as a junior in college.
I think it's extremely important to have a good line of communication between a parent and child. Just because they need your support. They need to feel that they're loved. They need to feel that you have their best interests at heart and you're there. You're the cheerleader. And so I've always just tried to encourage her by cheerleading her along the way, best I know.
That's one teenager who isn't afraid to work hard and achieve her goals. And speaking of working hard, there's another team here at the stadium that puts in a ton of work preparing for the season. That's none other than the Roar of the Jaguars.
It's important to be a part of a team because it's about bonding and having connections and having to be a part of a group where even though everyone is different, you have a commonality in which you can work together to achieve the goal.
You know, you learn to work well with others and know that you're not, it's not all about you, and that if you don't help the other people on your team, then you're not going to all reach your, you know, the common goal together.
It's definitely stay true to yourself, because every time I was working towards a goal, my mom would tell me, stay true to yourself, don't compromise your morals or your character, and then what's supposed to happen will happen. So, and it's helped me get me like where I am today.
Open yourself up to the people who you maybe wouldn't have considered talking to before just because they're, you know, in a different social group or in, you know, not your usual friend group. Those are the best people to talk to because they have different perspectives than you. And even adults are like awesome to be able to talk to because they've been through all of that.
It's extremely important for a teenager to have a mentor. You know, you have the struggles of school, you have the struggles of parents and teachers and other people that are around you that don't really always understand you. So to have that mentor, to be able to feel comfortable and safe with that person and talk to them and allow them to help guide you to your next levels in life is so important.
Teenagers, we don't always make the right decision, so we always do need someone to go for advice and stuff. So having a mentor to look up to is very important.
Everyone is sort of in the same, you know, mindset, having the same struggles, so don't think that you're alone and don't think that you're the only one struggling, because you're not.
Thanks for the excellent advice, ladies. It's not always easy, but sometimes we have to remind ourselves to take it one day at a time. Whether you're a teenager or an adult, you can't reach your goals unless you follow the right path. My path led me to the NFL and a whole new set of goals I want to accomplish with my teammates. I asked a few of them to share their experience and advice on the subject.
Hey, you guys remember what it was like when we were teenagers? If you could talk to a teenager and give them some advice, what would you give them?
Man, just keep working. I mean, you know, it's easy to forget about, you know, your future. And, you know, you're a kid, so obviously you still got to have fun. But you just got to be able to work a little bit and, you know, reach for the stars.
I would say don't let one bad decision alter your life. And so many opportunities that you're given, even after your first mistake, just don't let one mistake determine your life. I feel like so many kids, they get in trouble as a juvenile, and they just keep repeating that cycle. Just stop that cycle and just try to, you know, change your life from there. How about you?
I'd say really, really make it a point to find yourself. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I think every kid, I know I had it, you know, you're trying to figure out what do I want to be, who do I want to be, what kind of people do I want to be around. I'd say really take the time to examine yourself and find out what you like, what your goals are, and then surround yourself with people like that. What about social media? If you were a teenager with social media like this, what would you do?
I think, you know, we place too much emphasis on it. I mean, it's nice, you know, to be able to interact with people, but, you know, you got to be smart about what you put out there.
And I remember my parents said, if you think about what you would have put on there when you were 8 years old and how dumb that would have felt looking back, having people pull that up now, you're going to feel that way in the next 5 years too. So relax. Just like you said, you know, if you're not cool with your parents be, like seeing it or your grandma seeing it, don't put it on there because it's going to be there forever.
When me and Joe were at school, they pulled up our Twitter account from years, years before we got there. Some of the stuff they pulled up on there, very, very embarrassing.
Hey, Shell, when you're having a bad day, man, how do you bounce back instead of just letting that ruin your day or your week?
Oh, man, you got to just know that something else positive is going to happen. Like, always try to keep a positive mindset. For an example, let's say I have a bad practice. I know that I'm going to have another opportunity to go out there and practice. So I know I'm going to have another opportunity to make up for my mistakes. And just try to stay positive, man. Just know that better things are to come and never try to get down about one thing.
I borrow my motto from Ethan Robinson's Disney movie. Keep moving forward. No matter what happens, and you got a lot of life left. So just keep going. Stuff's going to hit you. Life's going to throw stuff at you, but all you can do is keep moving forward. I love that, man.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. You know, it's just as important to lead by example as it is to follow a good example. One person who lives by that rule and is a great motivator around here is Coach Tom Coughlin. With two Super Bowl rings, he knows a thing or two about what it takes to achieve success.
Well, the teenage years are the training camp for life. That, and I know it's not easy, but a young person has to realize who they are, where they come from, how they've been raised, you know, what their family values are. And they've got to keep all those things in perspective because we all know about peer pressure. It's difficult because you want to be a friend. You want to be part of a group. But you have to be smart enough to know that if this group is not going in the direction you want it to go in, you've got to be able to stand tall, recognize who you are, and say that you are able to differentiate between what is good for you and what is bad. And that's why, for me, being a part of a team is so critical. And I don't mean you have to be an athlete. You don't have to be a part of an athletic team to understand what I'm talking about when I say be a part of a team. You could be in the band. You could be in a social group in high school. You could be in a group of people that is trying to do good in their community. You know, individuals play the game. Teams win championships. It's amazing what can be done when we all do it together. And it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit. It sounds easy, but to bring people together from all different walks of life, all different circumstances, for one single purpose, and to keep that as a priority. That's what this team thing is all about. What group are you going to hang with? Are you doing things that are fun and are not, you know, demeaning to other people? This bullying idea that's out there, I'm hoping that all youngsters can wrap their arms around that and realize that is ridiculous. You want to treat people exactly the way you would like them to treat you. We all have to understand about, you know, who we are, about respecting those who went before us, including what our parents have to say, what our teachers, what the administrators have to say, what law enforcement represents for us. I know that as a youngster, hey, I know everything. I don't need anybody telling me what to do. I get it, you know. Nothing is further from the truth. And you come down to earth real fast when something happens that you don't want to happen because you're looking around for somebody to grab you and hug you and tell you that you know, you can overcome this. Because it's not about comparing yourself to others. It's not. It's about doing the very best you can do. We all have certain tools. You have to prioritize. You have to stick with those priorities. But when it comes to you knowing you, you have to realize what your greatest effort is and then put forth that effort, because we're all responsible for the effort we give to become the very, very best of what we can be. And certainly you're going to be a kid. There's got to be a horse around time. There's got to be a time to have some fun. There's got to be all of those things, just as there is when you're an adult. But you have to know the difference, and you have to know when it's time to turn it up a notch and to be who you really are. You've got to be in the moment and focus your time and attention right to that moment. There's only one moment that you can control. That's right now. You can't do anything about yesterday, and what you do tomorrow is largely going to be determined by what you do today.
How we set ourselves up for success takes hard work, support from our family and friends, and inner strength.
What motivates you?
What inspires you?
What do you want to be?
One of the things that I found out when I look back at my life was that the teenage years, decisions I made, the things that happened really molded me as an adult.
Be real.
Be respectful.
Be confident.
So just one step at a time, and you can overcome whatever it is. But if you see it as being insurmountable, then it is. Right? Henry Ford said it. Whether you think you can or you think you can, you're right.
Be inspired.
Be kind.
Be you.
You are perfectly you in the way that you were made, and there's only one you.
Be kind.
Be you.
Be determined.
Well, what I see now is a lot of times if someone's not good at something right away, if someone fails in something right away, they just want to push it to the side. Just because you might have failed early on doesn't mean you should stop. To build those training years to overcome that adversity earlier in life, it's just going to prepare you for what happens later on in life.
Dream big.
Dream big.
Dream big.
Do you have what it takes? Of course you do. Thanks so much for watching. And thanks to our partner at Beaver Street Fisheries and the entire Jacksonville media. Now go out and be the best you can be. And go Jags.